This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a batch of pleas challenging the Election Commission's 24 June decision to conduct a special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. A bench of Justices Suryakant and Joy Mallya Bagchi will consider responses from parties such as the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin, AIMIM, and other petitioners. The Election Commission has submitted that 99.5% of the 72.4 million electors in the draft electoral roll has submitted their eligibility documents during the SIR process. The court had earlier directed the commission to allow excluded voters to submit claims online in addition to making physical submissions as part of the SIR exercise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar, in a social media post, said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Mr. Jakhar reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. Additionally, two central interministerial teams have been deployed in the state to assess the damage caused by the floods. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused intensive damage to land, property and livestock. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and senior BJP leader Kiran Rijiju said that the training program of BJP MPs is going well in New Delhi. Talking to the media after conducting the first day of the workshop, Mr. Rijiju said that the workshop is very organized and, as always, the culture of BJP is extremely professional. He added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was present in all the training sessions. Mr. Rijiju said that MPs from NDA parties will also join the workshop today. He said that Prime Minister Modi will make the concluding remarks at the valedictory event of the workshop. In hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-1 at Rajgir in Bihar to lift the Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. For India, Dilpreet Singh scored two goals while Sukhjeet Singh and Amit Rohidas struck one each. Dane Sun hit one goal for Korea. The Indian team remained unbeaten in the tournament. Talking to the media, Indian captain Harmanpreet Singh said it was the result as improvements were made match after match in the championship.
टारगेट था, एम था, काफी समय से इस चीज के लिए हम प्रैक्टिस कर रहे थे, तो फाइनली आज जो चीज अचीव की है, मेरा और मेरी पूरी टीम का नेक्स्ट टारगेट है वर्ल्ड कप है। आप हर मैच से सीखते हैं, जैसे मैं हर मैच के बाद भी यही बोलता हूँ कि प्लस और माइनस रहता ही हमेशा, बट कितनी जल्दी आप उसको एनालाइज करके उस पर वर्क करके चीजों को अप्लाई करते हैं वो मैटर करता है। एज ए टीम डिफेंस हमने काफी अच्छी की है और जो स्कोरिंग देख रहे हैं हम बहुत अच्छी रही।
In archery, India's men's compound team scripted history by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for their splendid win in the Asia Cup 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win is even more special because they have defeated the defending champions, South Korea. He also prayed for the country's players to continue to scale even greater heights and bring more glory to the nation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat and Rajasthan today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.